If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God taught me something. He doesn't provide where there is no lack. God doesn't provide where there is no lack. You know the reason why you're not seeing the financial blessing that you want? Because you won't give until you need it. You always keep a reserve. You're afraid because you don't trust God. You're still on the backside of the desert. God is bringing you to a place where the bush is burning but not consumed. And you're scared to go, and you still got your shoes on. So that's why some of you are going to get up and leave before the offering. You love the ministry of the word. You like the shouting and the dancing. But as you know, when it gets close to offering, you up and out. All of a sudden, you got to go to the bathroom. You got your shoes on. Why? Because you're looking at it from that old perspective. But if you see the kingdom principle, the kingdom principle says, if you give, I'll cause men to give to you. Do you hear what he said? God said, if you give to me, people will give you franchises. God said, if you give to me, I'll cause people to give out of their supply. But you're afraid because you don't know. And so the devil keeps you bound. Well, he ain't binding me. He's a liar. He said, I'm the God of your daddy, the God of Abraham, I'm the God of Isaac, and I'm the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face. Why? Because true knowledge humbles you. You can always tell the person with the honorary degree and the one who earned it. The honorary degree has arrogance. I'm a doctor. They use it all the time. Doctor, 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 doctor. But the person who earned it becomes deeply humbled, because the more you learn, that tells you how much you did not know. See, our people, we thrive on titles. I've been in settings with people with earned PhDs, earned doctorates in systematic theology. They walk into a room. There can be 10 or 15 doctors. They're all Japhethites. And they walk into the room. Hey, Bill. Hi, Bob. Jack, how are you? You don't even know their title. You come into one of our rooms. Hey, Doc. Hey, Bishop. Hey, Apostle. Why do we thrive on titles? Because we don't know who we are. The devil doesn't back up because I'm a bishop. People don't get healed because of my ecclesiastical responsibility. They get healed because of the anointing. Listen to this. That's been lent to me. The anointing has been lent for me to use and then pass on. I'm supposed to die empty because I passed it on. But hold on. I can't pass it on if nobody wants to be around me. And this is where the devil comes in. You don't need to be around him. You can do everything he can do. You don't have to submit to him. Let me tell you something. If you're ever going to accomplish anything in God, you need somebody to deposit into you. Because there are no lone rangers in the body. I love hanging around mature people of God. I drain them for everything they have. Knowledge. Knowledge of who the Lord is. Faith can't work until there is a knowledge of God. Notice what Jesus says in Matthew 6. Seek first the kingdom. The word there in the Greek for seek means to inquire. Find out how it works. Why are we so deficient in heavenly things? Because we don't know how the kingdom works. Are you with me? We don't know how it works. And that's because the pulpit has been, they've been derelict. They've been derelict. They preach to your emotions, not to your rationale. They preach to your feelings and not to your knowledge. I don't want you to shout your way out of here. If you take what I give you and apply it, you can shout when you're at home. I'd rather you shout during the midst of trials than tear up my church. So when you have this knowledge of God, you find out how the kingdom works. I love it when you think in terms of how your city works. You know, there are people that come to you and they always say, you know, I was talking to a gentleman last week and he says, I'm coming to your city and I want you to tell me where's Independence Mall and where's the Liberty Bell and where's this and that. And I said, I don't know. He said, haven't you lived there all your life? Yes, but I don't know where those places are, because the last time I went, I was taken When I was in second grade about 12 years ago, I was taken on a trip, but I know how to get there. I may not be able to give you precise instructions. See, those of us who know, here's how we give instructions. Can you tell me how to get to 22nd and ABC Street? Sure. Go down the street here about three blocks. When you see the pink store, turn right. Well, what street is that? I don't know. It's the pink store. Now, if you go down a little further and there's a man sitting on the step drinking liquor, you went too far. Turn at the pink store. Take three streets down and you'll see a Wawa. When you see the Wawa, now no matter that there's 7,000 Wawas in the area, just when you see the Wawa, turn left. Then go down till you see the dog on the corner that's tied to the stop sign. Then you know, turn right, go down four houses and it'll be the fifth house on your left. That's how we give instructions, cause we know. And we just expect everybody else to know. That's why Jesus, when he would give instructions, he was given instructions because he knew. Peter said, let me come. He said, come. He figured since you asked, you must know. Come. Where did he call him? He called them into a storm. Jesus didn't call Peter on a calm sea and then the storm started. He called them into a storm. It was already stormy. He said, come. Why? Jesus said, well, since you asked, you must be ready. Come on, blood. Peter said, ain't nothing to it but to do it, and stepped right out. And then the devil said, you don't know. He said, listen to the wind. Look at the waves. And Peter had more knowledge in the waves than he did in the words of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, I submit to you that we become easily defeated when our knowledge shifts from God to our circumstance. You get a notice in the mail. I'm not saying that you should ignore the notice. If you get a disconnection notice for electric or a disconnection notice for a utility or an eviction notice for rent or mortgage, I don't say that you should neglect it and bring it down to the altar and step on it and go back home and get thrown out. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you take it and you bring it to God. You don't lose sleep over it. You don't worry about it. You say, God, show me how to get out of this. And then God will exercise kingdom principles. And he may have you do something that you're too prideful to do. Ask. When Sennacherib threatened Hezekiah, Hezekiah took the letter to Isaiah. Isaiah said, take it to God. He lifted it before God. God saw the threat, and he told Hezekiah, not one arrow is coming in here. He said, but when, listen, he said, when that man comes here, I'm going to take care of it. He told Hezekiah, go to sleep. Told everybody in the city, just go lay your head down and go to sleep. And while they were sleeping, God sent one angel from 32nd and Berks, one angel. This was not a Rydell angel. This was not a Villanova angel. This was not even a Cheltenham angel. This was a hood angel. He came down and saw all of these Assyrian soldiers. He killed 185,000 by himself, then backed up and said, who next? When he saw there were no takers, he went back home. God woke up Hezekiah and said, get up and look out the window. All of them were dead. I'm here tonight to tell you that if you give God all of your trust, if you put your knowledge in God, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague come nigh your dwelling. A 5,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you. How does this kingdom work? How does it work? Jesus said, it doesn't come by observation. You're not going to see it. Stop looking. He's speaking to us Westerners. We love observation. Love for us is proven by what you do. In God's economy, love is proven by what you are. Woo! The fruit of the Spirit is love. It manifests itself in joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faithfulness. It demonstrates. It's what you are. True love doesn't say, how much can I get from you? What have you done for me lately? I love you as long as you give me a big diamond. I love you as long as you put me in a fancy car. No! True love says, I love you in spite of. That's what God said. God didn't wait till we became holy to love us. He loved us while we were yet sinners. Let me go back to this thing here now. And so Moses has the first step. Knowledge. Knowledge, when applied, leads to illumination. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, he says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know, the Hebrew word there means I'm acquainted with, I'm familiar with their sorrows. And I'm come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of that land to a good land, a large land, a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite, Hittite, Amorite, Perizzite, Hivite, and Jebusite. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, Moses, and I'm going to send you. Knowledge, illumination. Knowledge, illumination. I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. Listen to this very carefully. Verse 10, come now and I will send you to Pharaoh. This goes with the previous verse where we read God called him by name. God doesn't call you unless he's going to send you. There is no reason to call you unless he has a job for you. Okay, you're hearing me. All right, listen. He says, I'm sending you to Pharaoh that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses says to God, true illumination causes you to see your worthlessness. Not the fact that you are substantially worthless to the point where you put yourself down, but you begin to realize that I can't do it without God. Notice what he says. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Perfect question. Who am I? I don't have the credentials. I'm not a brilliant orator. I don't have the trust of the people. And I don't know how to do what you're calling me to do. Listen to God. He brings you to this confession because he's setting you up for great demonstration. He says, certainly I will be with you. And this, listen carefully. You've read this 1,000 times. You've seen it on TV. But you need to really, really listen to this. Certainly, I will be with thee. What's the natural interrogative that comes with this promise? Certainly, I will be with thee. How will I know? How will I know that you're with me? Here's what he says. And this shall be a token that I have sent you. Listen to this. This will be the token that I've sent you. This will be the proof that I sent you. You ready? When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. That's the proof that I sent you, because you bring the people to me.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08116P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
This fall, Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church is hosting Friday Night Explosion Services, where you can experience high praise, heartfelt worship, and powerful messages. Join us Friday, September 16th, as Pastor W. Lonnie Herndon of the Church of Christian Compassion delivers an empowering word from the Lord. Services begin at 7 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.